Life moves fast, but you have the power to freeze time with family portraits from Lauren Campbell Photography. How does Lauren work? She'll capture as many images as possible during your photo shoot in her studio in Windsor Heights, your home, or an outdoor location. After each session, she provides you with a web gallery of the best photos, cropped and edited. This usually includes fun and candid photos that really capture the moment. Freeze time with LaurenCampbellPhotography.com.
How are organizations investing in their future? Many are choosing to invest in their people in the same way they invest in new equipment, facilities, and IT systems. That is one of the wisest investments you can make. How do you determine training needs? Turn to the award-winning professionals at Taro International for a complimentary needs assessment and gap analysis. Visit taro.com, that's T-E-R-O.com, to learn more. This is Ro from the Taro team.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of AARP Iowa. Real possibilities for people of every age. AARP Iowa and Country Vet Naturals. Loved by pets, trusted by owners. CountryVetNaturals.com.
Hey, welcome back to the Business News Hour. We are with Max Wellman, and this is Marketing for Business, Episode 22, with Phil K. James and myself, Michael Libby. Thanks so very much for clicking through. We have got lots of things to talk about. Phil, you got questions.
Well, I want to know about the difference between you as a musician, sort of the idea of you being a solopreneur versus an entrepreneur, which is somebody that has a brick-and-mortar business with responsibilities to employees,
yeah,
for your, you know, landlord, to vendors and all these sorts of things. Number one, what sorts of pressures and differences are those in those two different types of businesses? Sort of the first part of the question. Second part is, how do you market those two differently? What is it that you do to market those two, yourself as a musician versus your business as its own entity?
Maybe we should make mention that the business is called Noche.
Yes, it is.
And tell us what you do there.
Okay.
That's a lot of questions.
Yeah, okay. So there were a lot of things coming up to getting that job. So basically, the way this all went is that I had started my career as a musician, doing very prototypical musician things, making recordings and selling them, or playing at restaurants and clubs and things and making a go of it that way, private parties and things. And that grew into where I really got into a lot of producing work, which gave me a leg up in a lot of ways. Going into a theater, renting it out, and doing bigger productions and trying to make a go of it in that way. And that was my first step into kind of real entrepreneurship, like you're saying. Even though I didn't have a standalone brick-and-mortar business at one address, I was responsible. I felt like I had a team of people that we would be working together very consistently, whether that was through a publicist or a graphic designer, to the person who routinely arranged the music. Most often that was Dave Rezik, was kind of like a consistent music director, all these things. Mm-hmm. I say all that because when I was hired for Noche, a lot of the reason that I think I looked attractive for that position was that second phase in doing so much work, getting people to turn out for shows, buying tickets and whatnot. Mm-hmm. And there were a number of things going into Noche as the, whatever my title was. I've been called a couple of different things during that time, positive and negative, but I don't know, a GM type. There were a lot of things I felt like, okay, you know, I am very ready for this and uniquely qualified for it. And this is kind of like translating, just bringing my team over. We're doing what we've been doing, but we're doing it on a larger scale.
Okay, interesting.
And there were many ways in which that was not true that I began to learn very quickly. I think one of the huge differences is, you know, it's one thing to market yourself and be responsible to yourself and be making that go. I had a very thorough knowledge of how to do that by the time Noche opened. Mm-hmm. But as soon as you take that to actually promoting other people's work or something even outside of yourself, just Noche in general, of course there are different challenges to that. I feel like I'm getting off topic.
No, you're not. I want to know, though, if you can... I've always had a tough time, and I think most people have a tougher time marketing themselves. Mm-hmm. And I want to know what makes you different, because you haven't had that issue necessarily. Maybe just from the outside looking in, I'm saying, like, I have a tough time writing about myself. That's just me. Maybe
sure.
It's just my Iowa upbringing, just like how I am. But like, I don't get the sense that you've ever had much of an issue promoting yourself.
That is interesting.
I mean, you have to. I'm not saying...
No. I know. I think that it was just the only way that I saw forward to do... the initial push to do everything that I did came from a place of wanting to do the music. I very much wanted to sing jazz, and there was not an infrastructure for that in the schools or anything. So I was like, well, how do I do this? Oh, I have to get gigs, eventually, was what I realized. It was like, it's the only way. And so I did a lot of kind of stealthy work on that, where I knew it had to be me. The way it works is that you have to go out and get the work, and then you hire people to work with you, you know? So my process was so different than, like, my friends who started bands in their garages. And the secret is I at the time, would rather have been doing that. But I mean, who was I going to, like, call up to jam out in my garage to, like, you know, Gershwin?
I think the difference here, Phil, might very well be that you are the entity. Now, where, Phil, you are serving other people through your business, you are not the business. Although you are a business, you're working on behalf of other people to market their product and service.
Totally.
The difference here is that Max is the product.
Well, and so much of that was also not my doing. I was smart enough to build on what was working, but I really can't stress enough in those first couple of years of me doing that how ridiculous it was, the amount of attention that was paid to that. I did some good things in those moments in taking advantage of that. But a lot of it, too, is just people. You don't know how people are going to respond to what you do. Maybe initially I wasn't really pushing myself in the way that I was then 6 months, a year later. Mm. But it had become something immediately. It was like, what else was there to push?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, what I took out of that, and this is my ADHD brain running around my head, but you mentioned, my brain just took off in this other direction there. So it's not like what you were saying wasn't interesting, it's just how my brain works, okay?
I'm not offended.
So, you mentioned the words George Gershwin, Garage Band, George, right?
Yeah.
And Ira, right?
Yeah, it was his brother, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I want to do a garage band that sings jazz standards in your garage, and that will be like I could see that
my
take
dream
off.
Will finally come true.
Right. We'll do that for you.
Well, okay. No, the truth is, I mean, it ended up working out better for me that I didn't go that route. Right. But I was, you know, to just like give you an idea of what all that was like, again, it was just like, how can I perform this music? Well, I got to work with professionals. Yeah. Well, professionals work for money, so I'm going to go find work. And I would just cold call places, place after place after place, and eventually was getting hired by some caterers. And then the places like the Continental. And there began to be this kind of mystique about how old I actually was, because I never lied about it, but I did not present that I was so young. Even a lot of the musicians that I hired, I'd hire them over the phone, and it would be like, here's the gig, and it pays this, and I'd sign people up for maybe six or seven at a time, so that they couldn't, like, after the first one, be like, oh, man, this
Who's
kid
this
is so
kid?
Young.
Yeah, well, yeah.
And that was how I seriously started working with people I still work with now. Steve Charlson, Dave Rezek, Roxy Copeland at the time. So, you know, that just became invaluable. All the while, the business of it, I just always had a mind for it. I like figuring out how things work, and I think that's fortunate. Because I know a lot of extremely talented musicians who just, they don't like that part of it at all. They don't get anything from it.
Yeah.
Of course, they want to be able to pay their bills, but, you know, I can't stop myself from being like, well, what if we do it like this, like this, like this, and figuring out how to make a living as a musician. Stuff like the Songbook Project, you know, Michael, which you were a subscriber to for a while. I was a little bit ahead of my time on that sucker.
But yeah, you were.
Getting people to subscribe for a certain amount a year, whether it be like $100 a year, you'd get 10 to 12 EPs mailed out your way with 3 to 5 songs on them and discounted tickets to shows that would go on throughout the year. You know, stuff like that where it's like, where'd that come from? Well, it's just all about trying to figure out how can I do more of this and how does it work?
Can I switch gears for just a second? And I want to go back to Noche, if we can.
Yes.
Now, that's a brick-and-mortar place.
Mm-hmm.
It's in a very much desirable location today. 2.5 years ago, not so much. I mean, there was there. It's on Walnut Street in the 1300 block, I think
yep,
it is.
Yep, yep.
And so around you was not much of anything, but now
nothing.
there are living units being constructed, and that's a very hot and desirable place. Have you seen the business of Noche increase as more people have moved back into the community?
The short answer is yes. I still think that we're in very early days down in that neighborhood.
Yes, you are.
It makes me think a lot about the East Village for years. There were a lot of business owners down there that were just always, there was this carrot on a stick of when the neighborhood gets going. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people, I think, were thinking, oh, 2 to 3 years, when really, as we've seen now, that future has arrived in that neighborhood.
And it's
for
been
better
a long
or
time
for worse.
Coming.
But it was, you know, it takes time. And so is Walnut Street better than when we opened?
Yes.
Yes. Do people think of it that way yet? Not really. I'll give you one of my, something I'm trying to crack the code on these days is that the summer, we have a really hard time in the summer compared to the fall, winter, and early spring. It is drastically different business-wise. Like, that is one of our biggest struggles. And there's part of that that is intuitive. You know, people go outdoors. There's a lot going on outdoors. But something that drives me nuts is that almost every weekend during the summer, there are thousands of people less than 2 blocks away from us at whatever festival is going on in Gateway Park. You'd think there would be some way to make those people aware of Walnut Street as an entity. Because it's crazy. Locust and Grand, just hordes of people, even coming and going from whatever festival. And no one even steps foot on those blocks. So we might as well be like 10 miles away instead of a block. I don't know exactly why I'm mentioning that, except to just say, I mean, there are ways in which it is wonderful to be where we're at, but there are some interesting struggles to it as well.
Yeah, I can understand that. And if you're not married to whatever the cultural event is going on just a block away, you're a non-entity.
Mm-hmm.
I totally understand that. That would be interesting. That would be interesting how to marry those cultural things.
We're working
things
on it.
Yeah, I can imagine you are.
But, yeah, you know, Noche as a whole, that has been just the most incredible learning experience over the past few years for me.
Well, it is
just being thrown into the deep end in a different way.
It is a club, Max, like none other in the metro. I mean, the moment you walk into this place, it screams to you with the big band era, with the beautiful stage and the seating. And, you know, I'm extremely partial to that club because it is a real throwback. And it doesn't matter if you are a person that appreciates the music in that time or...
Right.
You know,
I'm always pushing that with people. It's it can be a positive experience for many people who are not going home and turning jazz records on.
Right.
It's definitely an experience. And the reception of the space overall has been very positive, and it's involved people from all over the country a lot quicker than I had anticipated or hoped for, so that's all good. The interesting bit is figuring out how a thing like that exists on a week in, week out basis, mm-hmm. in a market like Des Moines, Iowa. But there again, it feels that's a familiar struggle to me because it's not all that different from figuring out how can I be a full-time musician in Des Moines, Iowa.
Yeah.
I tell people from all over the country that I'm a jazz vocalist living in Des Moines, and, you know, that they either think that's a punchline or don't are very intrigued by that or what have you. But it's definitely, it's possible, and we're making it go.
All right. Wow. Thank you, Max, for spending so much time with us.
No, thank
Appreciate
you.
Appreciate it. I really do. Good stuff. Phil? Thank you, sir, as always.
It's always a highlight of my week.
I love to hear that. I really do. Phil K. James, ladies and gentlemen, this is called Marketing for Business. You've been listening to episode 22 with Max Wellman. Max Wellman as Max Wellman and Max Wellman as Noche.
Mm-hmm.
Good stuff.
Thanks, Max.
You're yeah. multiple people.
And where can people find you if they need to?
I've got, of course, my Facebook page, Noche's Facebook page, all that. MaxWellman.net, NocheDSM.com, NocedSM.com.
And we will have links to all of that up on the radio blog.
Thank you.
Max, thank you.